The Native Youth Olympics got started this morning in downtown Anchorage with the Kneel Jump. Hundreds of students from across the state are participating in 10 events. Many competitors say the annual event is something they look forward to all year long. APRN's Annie Feit has the story as part of our series on Alaska Native education.
The Kneel Jump is not a loud event. It's a power sport that requires deep concentration followed by an explosive burst of energy. The competitors jump as far as they can across the gym floor from a kneeling position.
Good job. 32 and 3/4.
Former NYO athlete David Thomas is calculating the distance each athlete jumps with a tape measure. He has an appreciation for what it takes to be good at the sport.
You use quite a bit of your core muscles and as well as your legs and your upper body, and you have to coordinate all those different muscles to jump as far forward as you can go, and then at the end keep your balance.
Sticking the landing doesn't look easy, but Ariel Gustafson from Unalaska says it's not too bad once you get the hang of it.
I would say that it's hard, but I've been doing it for a lot of years, so it's not that hard anymore. You just have to remember certain things, like your feet have to be flat on the ground, and you have to use your arms too. It's not just a legs thing.
Aurora Warrior says she's been practicing all year for the Kneel Jump. The Wasilla athlete has a bright red sore on her chin as a reminder of a recent jump that didn't go well.
It's difficult. It takes a lot of coordination to leave the ground with actually both knees and land with both feet. I've tripped a couple times, landed on my face and skidded my chin, so it's pretty difficult.
But this morning, Aurora is confidently sticking her landings. She says the energy at NYO is exhilarating, and as she watches the other competitors jump, she cheers loudly, whether they're from her team or not.
That's what these games are about, is like getting to know other people and getting to know where they come from and their background, and just making friends, because really these connections that you make right now are going to last a lifetime. And this is the funnest thing I've done all year.
That sentiment is echoed again and again from both the athletes and the coaches. Nicole Johnston is one of the head NYO officials. She attended the first games as a seventh grader in 1982.
Well, the games really are my passion. I spend most of my free time having something to do with all types of traditional Native games, whether it's Native Youth Olympics, World Eskimo Indian Olympics, or Arctic Winter Games. And it's just, it's a real honor, actually, to be an official.
In 1982, only a few hundred kids competed. Now more than 500 participate from around the state. Johnston says the games keep the kids in shape, but also helps prepare them mentally for everyday life.
It ties all of the kids throughout the state, Native or non-Native, and encourages them to try their hardest and do their best. And also teaches them that these are the games that our elders played for hundreds of years to help keep them prepared for everyday survival, for hunting and fishing.
Kenai athlete Corey Olympic has to wait a few days for his best event, the Indian stick pull. The ninth grader says his small size puts him at a disadvantage in some of the games. But if there was a competition for best hair, he would be a shoo-in. He describes his style this way.
It's like when you're on a boat and it's windy out and the wind's going through your hair.
It's actually a bleached out mohawk molded into impossibly long, pointy spikes that defy gravity. He plans to keep growing it out for 3 more years to win a bet with his auntie.
Well, she thinks that I won't last till I graduate high school. But if I do cut it, I owe 200. But if I don't cut it and wait till I graduate, she owes me 200.
Corey seems determined, and says luckily his hair doesn't get in the way too much when he's competing at NYO. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.